tell the joyful news, what a your man is found. For so rare a wealth may come. So what a life as a human.
Send the proclamation over Bill and him. She's a loving father, shows the wonder womb.
For he will go down.
Let's all kneel down and pray.
We will
this afternoon we will continue our studies in the Bible.
And
this afternoon we'd like to talk about Church and the Life, Part
13.
And Lord Jesus have said that man must be born through the water and the Holy Spirit. In other words, we must be baptized through the water and Holy Spirit.
接受水洗和灵洗之后,
and through the wash of water and spirit, you must not commit sin.
不要相信有一些教会说你只要信了也受洗了，一定去天国，不管怎么样，一定去天国。
Do not believe what other churches have said, that once you believe and baptize, no matter what you do, you will be entered into heaven.
也不要相信说你就算犯罪，你再悔改都没有关系。
And do not believe the saying that even though you have sinned, and as long as you repent, it's okay.
受洗的人是那个罪，主耶稣为我们定死，所以我们得到赦免。
And water baptism is the remission of sin through the blood of Jesus Christ, so we can be saved.
我们早上在希伯来书第六章第四节，我们特别去谈到受洗之后不能故意再犯罪。
And this morning we talked about in the book of Hebrew, chapter 6, verse 4, that after baptism you cannot knowingly committing sin.
希伯来书六章
Hebrews chapter 6.
第四节谈到蒙光照天恩之位圣灵，就是谈到一个真真正正的一个在信仰的过程中神所认定的过程。
And this is basically talking about somebody that go through the process which is acknowledged by God.
所以他已经信了受洗，而且又有圣灵。
And this individual believed and baptized, and then he has also received the Holy Spirit.
第六节说，若是离弃道理，就不能叫他们重新懊悔了。
Verse 6 it says, if they fall away, to renew them again to repentance, since they crucify again for themselves.
也就是说，你已经听了道理，也信了道理，那接受主耶稣基督了，那你现在又要离开道理。
And then basically he's talking about that you believed and accepted the truth, and then you understand the truth, and then now you're departing away from the truth.
不要一直有那个后悔的机会，有懊悔的机会。
And do not have this feeling of regret.
不要带着犯罪也无所谓，反正还可以后悔。
And do not have this mentality that you can sin. It's okay because I could repent.
这是在同情犯罪。
And this is basically you're pardoning sin.
这是在接受罪的邀请。
And this is to accept the invitation of sin.
这是在接受死亡的邀请。
And this is to accept the invitation of death.
所以在七节八节说，他的结局是怎么样？第八节说，若长荆棘和蒺藜，必被毁弃，尽力咒诅，结局就是焚烧。
And so the end result, as recorded in verse 7 and 8, verse 8 it says, but if it bears thorns and briers, is rejected, and being whose end is to be burned.
神给你恩，神给你善道，神给你这么多机会。
And God gave you mercy and forgiveness and so much opportunity. 用
圣灵的活水来浇灌你。
And you are baptized with the water of Holy Spirit.
用道理福音来浇灌你。
And through the gospel and the truth, you are nourished.
做你属灵的食物。
And became your spiritual food.
但是到最后第八节说，你如果是长子荆棘和蒺藜。
And but verse 8 says, if you bear thorns and briers.
为什么不是麦子呢？
And how come it's not wheat?
为什么长出这些神所不要的东西呢？
And why would you bear the things that God dislikes?
如果你的信仰到最后交出来的是你成的荆棘和蒺藜。
And if your religion cultivates at the end, you bear thorns and briers,
一定会被废弃的。
And you will be cursed, and the end result is to be burned.
所以那最后是焚烧，焚烧是哪里？在地狱焚烧嘛。
And the end result is to be burned in Hades.
所以不要以为一直有犯罪的机会，一直有悔改的机会。
And do not think that you constantly have the opportunity to repent.
你如果故意去犯罪，带着这种侥幸的心理。
And if you try to commit sin purposely.
甚至带着一个犯罪也还蛮不错的。
And you might even think that it's good, it's okay to be committing sin.
受洗之后不是让你有犯罪的自由。
And after you baptize, you don't have the freedom to commit sin.
哦，受洗不是说哦你犯罪，但是因为你受洗了，哎，又一定去天国，不是这样子，这不是神的道理。
And it's not that after you're baptized and you commit in sin, it's okay and you would be entered into heaven.
因为你们接受了主耶稣的宝血，主耶稣为了你们钉死在十字架。
And you have accepted the precious blood of Christ and that he was crucified on it.
所以他说你不能一直在犯罪，你不能一直在羞辱主耶稣，你不能一直把他送上十字架。
And you cannot continue to sin, you cannot put shame to your Lord Jesus Christ.
那十字架是为那些未信的人来准备的，你这些已信的人，你不能老是回到十字架来说，哎，我再用主耶稣的宝血再来用一次吧。
And the crucifix is basically prepared for the non-believers, and then after you are a believer, you cannot renail your Christ on the cross.
所以希伯来书的作者对这个事情就很深切地一直讲进去，那我们应该怎么进入完全？
And the author of the book of Hebrew basically talks about this topic in depth.
我们看希伯来书十章二十六节。
And we should turn to Hebrew chapter 10 verse 26.
希伯来书十章二十六节。
Hebrew chapter 10 verse 26.
因为我们得知真道以后，就故意犯罪赎罪的祭就再没有了。二十七节。
27.
唯有站立等候审判他那烧灭众敌人的烈火。二十八节。人干犯摩西的律法，凭两三个证人尚且不得临续而死。二十九节。
29.
何况人践踏神的儿子，将那使他成圣之约的血当作平常，又亵慢施恩的圣灵，你们想他要受的惩罚是怎样加重呢？这边就谈到这些人已经得了真道，知道真道。
And over here it talks about the people that willfully accepts the truth.
信而受洗。
And they believe and baptized.
接受主耶稣的宝血的赦罪。
And they accepted the redemption of sin by the blood of Jesus.
而且也接受圣灵的洗。
And also accepted the baptism of Holy Spirit.
故意犯罪。
And committed sin on purpose.
赎罪的祭再没有了，主耶稣 不再为你钉死了。
And there's no redemption after that. Lord Jesus would not be nailed on the cross for the second time.
摩西来传神的律法，那你如果干犯凭两三个证人，都可以定你死罪。
And under the Moses law, with the testimony of two or three witnesses, you could be put to death.
那这个主耶稣的血是要让我们成圣，所以他说是成圣之约。
And the blood of Lord Jesus Christ is for us to become holy. This is the covenant of holy.
这是很宝贵、很神圣，你不能把它当作一般的东西啊。
And this is very precious. This is very holy. You cannot treat it as an ordinary thing.
什么叫做亵慢施恩的圣灵？
And what does it mean to rebuke the mercy of the redemption?
The Holy Spirit.
你得了圣灵。但是你不结出圣灵的果子。
You receive the Holy Spirit, but you don't bear the fruit of the Spirit.
啊，你可能灵恩祷告很大声。
And maybe you pray very loudly during when you pray.
但是私底下呢？
But behind the scenes.
加拉太书五章那边说，圣灵跟情义相争啊。
And Galatians chapter 5 records that Holy Spirit has battled with desires.
你如果顺从圣灵,
and if you have obedience to Holy Spirit,
就不在律法之下, 你就不做这些犯律法的事,
and you would not commit anything under the law.
那你如果顺从情义,
if you follow the desires,
保罗说，我以前讲过，现在再跟你们讲一次，有这样事的人不能进神的国。
And Paul have said before, and then once we'll get again, he will say it. He says persons like this will not be able to enter the kingdom of God.
他说情欲的事情显而易见，很明显，而且很容易看得到。
Anything under the desire can be easily seen.
混乱吵杂嫉妒奸淫这些乱七八糟的事情，大概一二十样。
Be fornication, jealousy, and prejudice, and adultery.
我拿这些事自己来检验。
And you should be self-examining yourself.
行这样事的人不能进神的国。
Anything that committed these deeds cannot enter the kingdom of God.
啊，所以你如果有了这些情形，趁着恩典的门还没关起来。
And if you have these problems before the mercy gate is closed,
求神饶恕，求神赦免啊。
And ask the Lord for repentance.
啊，所以啊，领圣餐的时候常常说，如果自己审验之后，反省之后，如果自己知道有不对，你就不要领受。
And during Holy Communion, we always have said that you should repent before taking. If you discover that you have sinned, do not take it.
你如果犯了罪，你又去领受，你是吃喝自己的罪。
So you committed sin and you're eating the partaking the Holy Communion, you're eating your own sin.
啊，所以在神里的要求很高啊，他要我们完全，要我们圣洁啊。
So under the request of God is a very high standard. We need to be completely holy.
为什么会讲这么多呢？因为在二十五节，你们不可停止聚会。
And why is it saying so much? Because verse 25 that
好像那些停止惯的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as it is the manner of some, and much more as you see the day approaching.
啊，所以在跟我们讲啊，不要以为受洗了啊，必然去天国啊，所以教会去不去都没有关系了，反正我在家里也是可以聚会吧，我听听道都无所谓了，对，听听 CD， 听听录音带都一样，不是这个样子。
So it's telling us this is not the case that after you're baptized, you can enter into the kingdom of God, and even though if I don't come to church, I can stay home and listen to CD, it's okay.
你受洗归入基督之后，要离开那些基督道理的开端，要渐渐进入完全，竭力进入完全。
And after you accepted the truth of Christ, you have to try to depart from the beginning of the truth and be into a more deeper state.
教会是基督的身体。
And church is the body of Christ.
那你不来教会，那你去哪边进入完全？
And if you don't come to church, when can you go to enter to completeness?
如果有很多理由让你可以不来教会，
and if there are a lot of reasons for you not to come to church,
如果有那么多的理由让你不来基督的身体，
and if there are many reasons for you not to come into the body of Christ,
这信仰有问题了，
and you might have a problem with your faith.
因为那些停止惯的的人渐渐会接受世俗的想法讲法。
And because those people that have stopped for a while, slowly they will be accepting the thinking and the speech of the world.
所以主耶稣说他是真葡萄树啊，是父是栽培的人，那人必须留在这个真葡萄树里面才能够结出果子。
And Lord Jesus have said that he's the true vine and God is the cultivator, and for a person needs to stay within the true vine to bear the true fruit.
啊，所以到最后你能不能结出神所要的果子？
So at the end, can you bear the fruits that the God wanted you to bear?
你必须信拿受洗，接受主耶稣的保险，你必须接受圣灵的洗，你还要结出圣灵的果子。
And you have to accept the truth and be baptized and receiving the Holy Spirit, and then you have to bear the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
啊，所以这是神救赎的阶段。
And this is the beginning of the salvation of God.
这是神救赎的步骤。
And this is the process of salvation.
啊，所以我们来看神怎么救人。
And we will see that how God will save mankind.
神救人在末世派主耶稣基督来救人，因为主耶稣基督之后再也没有了。
And at the end time, God has sent Lord Jesus Christ to save mankind because after him, there will be no one else.
因为这是末世了。
Because this is the end times.
主耶稣再来的时候，第二次来的时候，就是要来审判的。
And the second coming of Lord Jesus, this will bring judgment to the people.
这个救人的计划，这个救人的内容是怎么回事？
And so the planning and strategy of salvation, what is the true definition?
是谁定的？
And who has decided the rules?
我们来看一下以弗所书一章。
Turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
三节。
Verse 3.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气，是就如神从创立世界以前在基督里拣选我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵。第五节
Verse 5.
又因爱我们，就按着自己一直所喜悦的预定我们，借着耶稣基督的儿子的名分。第六节
Verse 6.
使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞，这恩典是他爱子里所赐给我们的。第七节
Verse 7.
我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照神丰富的恩典。所以这边特别谈到神的救赎。
So here talks about the redemption in Christ.
创世以前神就定了。
And this was created before the beginning of the world.
借着爱子的血，让信的人的罪得蒙救赎。
And through the blood of his beloved son, and the believers can be saved.
过患得以赦免。
And all sins can be forgiven.
所以这是神丰富的恩典。
And this is the abundant grace of God.
凭着这个恩典，让我们有重生的机会。
Based on this grace, we have the opportunity to be reborn again.
让这个恩典使我们不会因为我们过去所犯的罪。死在罪中。
And not this, through this grace, we're not going to die from the sins that we have committed previously.
让我们凭着这个恩典，凭着这个宝血，让我们有重生的机会。
And through the grace and through this precious blood, we have the opportunity to be reborn.
让我们有得生命的机会。
And we have the opportunity to receive a new life.
所以使我们在祂里面成为圣洁无有瑕疵。
And so within him we will become holy and pure without blemish.
这个就是所谓的完全再完全啊。
And this is the completion within the completeness.
所以我们借着基督，不止在人的眼中觉得说啊，真是基督徒。
And so through Christ, not only through the eyes of men, but people think that we're Christians.
让人看出，哎，我们是基督，因为我们彼此相爱。
And people can see that you belong to Christ because we love one another.
我们彼此相爱的时候，人家在我们身上看到基督的样子。
And when we love one another, people could see our image through our body.
最后在神里面，他也要认定我们是圣洁的、无可指摘的。
And at the end, within the Christ, it will be determined that you have without blemish.
所以我们今天凭着这个恩典有机会来到神的面前，来到主耶稣基督的身体里面。
And today, through this grace, we have the opportunity to come in front of Christ and God.
我们受洗了之后，我们成了怎么样的身份？
And after we have baptized, what are our status?
我们来看一下彼得前书二章。
First Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书二章
First Peter chapter 2
第九节
Verse 9
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有金尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。第十节
Verse 10
你们从前不算得子民，算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民。从前未蒙灵系，现在却蒙了灵系。这一切都是因为主耶稣基督的宝血。
And all of this because of the blood of Lord Jesus Christ.
这一切因为都是主耶稣给我们的恩典。
And all this through the mercy of Lord Jesus Christ.
这一切都是因为我们肯相信。
All of this because we believed.
所以得救本乎恩，因着信。
And so salvation comes from believing.
And grace.
And grace.
所以我们受洗之后，接受主耶稣的宝血之后，我们的身份是怎么样？
And so after we baptized and receiving the blood of Christ, what is our status?
金尊的祭司啊。
And we are the honorable high priest.
以前君王才可以受膏啊。
And it used to be only kings that can be anointed.
祭司才可以受膏啊。
Only priests can be anointed.
先知才可以受膏啊。
Only prophets can be anointed.
那我们现在也受膏了。
And now we are all anointed.
所以我们是金尊的祭司，圣洁的国度，被拣选的族类。
And so we are the noble high priest, and we are the holiest kingdom, and we are the chosen people.
甚至我们的身份高过以前的祭司。
And even our status is higher than the high priest back then.
所以我们可以坦然无惧的来到神的至圣所。
So we could come into the most holiest place fearlessly.
这一切。
And all of these.
要让我们怎么样？
And what it will let us enable to become.
要我们离开黑暗进入光明啊。
And so for us to depart from the darkness and enter into the light.
所以我们要以耶稣基督紧紧的连接在一起。
And so we have to be tightly connected to Lord Jesus Christ.
这是神预定的。
And this is the proposal by God.
让我们借着基督与神合而为一。
And through Christ, we will be connected with God as one.
这也是基督来钉死在十字架上最重要的目的。
And this is the most important purpose of why Jesus was nailed on the cross.
让我们承受宝血的赦罪，让我们借基督与神合一。
And that we could receive the redemption of sin through the precious blood, and then we'll be as one with God.
这也是使徒彼得在神里的看见。
And this is what the apostles and Peter have seen.
所以我们在重生之后，受了水洗、灵洗之后
，So after we are reborn again and we are washed in the water and blood，
我们是金尊的祭司，圣洁的国度，我们要保有这些身份呐、啊。
And we are the noble high priest and then the holiest kingdom. We have to keep our status.
不要又去犯罪了，把这身份又弄丢了。
And do not commit sin again and then to lose your status.
我们受洗之后，神给我们一张干干净净的衣服啊。
After we're baptized, God gave us a brand new clean clothes.
不要又把这衣服弄脏了。
And do not make your clothes dirty again.
不犯罪了，才能永远住在神的家里。
And anyone that would not commit sin can live in the kingdom of God eternally.
永远不要相信你受洗之后如果犯罪，一直犯罪，一直后悔，还有机会回神的家。
Do not believe the fact that after you baptize and you commit sins, and then you would be given the opportunity to to come back to the kingdom of God.
亚当夏娃住过神的家。
Adams and Eve dwelled in the home of God.
他们犯罪后。
After they have committed sins.
他们被赶到世界。
And they were thrown out of the Garden of Eden.
他们犯罪后。
After they committed sins.
不管他们在世界活多久。
No matter how long they live on earth.
那是一个必定死的日子。
And it's a day that they must die later on.
所以彼得在劝这些，哎，蒙着恩典，给了你们这么宝贵的生命，那你们要怎么样？
So Peter basically was encouraging the people that such abundant grace have been given to you. What should you do about it?
所以他劝诫这些已经被拣选为金中的祭司哦，已经成了圣洁国度，只在名分上这么讲的人哦。
And he has been encouraging the people who has regained the status of a noble high priest and the holy kingdom.
他们在受洗之后应该是这个样子。
And after baptism, this is the way they should be.
所以他特别来劝勉他们。
So especially he came to encourage them.
怎么劝勉？
And how?
彼得前书二章。
First Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书二章
First Peter chapter 2
十一节
Verse 11
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们是客旅，是寄居的，我劝你们要禁戒肉体的私欲，这私欲是与灵魂征战的。十二节
Verse 12
你们在外邦人中应当品行端正，叫那些毁谤你们是作恶的应看见你们的好行为，便在鉴察的日子归荣耀给神。
Verse 11, Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshy lust, which war against the soul. Verse 12, Having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works which they observe, glorify God in the day of visitation.
所以受洗之后赦免了过去的罪。
So after baptism, all the sins were forgiven.
情欲还在。
But the lust still exists.
受了圣灵之后，
After receiving the Holy Spirit,
圣灵想要带领你，
Holy Spirit wanted to guide you.
但是情欲也在，
But your lust still exists.
所以要说禁戒肉体的情欲，
So abstain from fleshy lust.
亚当夏娃真的住过神的家，真的跟神面对面。
And Adam and Eve, truly dwell in the house of God and then came face to face with God.
就是没有办法禁戒私欲，所以犯了罪。
And they weren't able to abstain from desire, so they committed sin.
我们没有真正在天家住过，我们也没有跟神面对面过。
And we have not truly lived in heaven, in the heavenly kingdom. We have not come face to face with God.
我们一生下来就被生在这个世界。
And after we're born onto this earth.
凭着神的恩，凭着主的宝血，我们可以再次回到这地面的神家。
And through the mercy and through the precious blood of Christ, we can once again come back to this home.
准备将来真的回到神家跟神面对面。
And preparing for the future that we could truly return back home and be face to face with God.
所以我们不只要禁戒肉体的私欲。
So we have to abstain ourselves from fleshy lust.
应该在外邦人当中看，让他们看到我们是品行端正的了。
And through the eyes of Gentiles, they could see that we are without blemish.
也就是在属实的世界中，可以让他看出哦。这些人是蒙神拣选的人，真的在他们身上看到神的爱，看到基督的光。
And through the eyes of other people, that they could truly see us, that we are the chosen one of God, and they really show love.
不是让我们有坏行为，让他们说啊，信基督的也信这个样子，吓死人。
And not that we have bad behavior, so they would think that this is how a Christian should behave.
不是让他们来毁谤我们。
And it's not for them to rebuke us.
让他们因我们的好行为归荣耀给我们在天上的神。
And because of our good deeds, they will glorify our God in heaven.
就像主耶稣勉励我们，我们是世上的盐，我们是世上的光。
And just like Jesus have encouraged us, we are the salt and the light of the earth.
光要照在人的面前啊。
And the light will shine in front of people.
叫他们看见我们的好行为，归荣耀在我们天上的父。
And let them see our good behavior so they could glorify our heavenly God.
啊，所以人受洗、蒙宝血、受圣灵之后、重生之后，应该怎么做？
If a man after receiving baptism and receive the Holy Spirit and be reborn, and what are his next steps?
你要回到过去的你，还是回到基督里的你？
Do you want to return back to the old self, or do you want to return back, return into the image of Christ?
你要回到神的真道里面，还是回到人素食的习惯？风俗和道理中呢?
And do you want to return into the truth of God, or do you want it to return back to the culture and behavior of mankind?
所以彼得再三的来勉励你们这些受洗的金尊的祭司圣洁的国度要怎么样?
And so Peter has once again encouraged that the people that have baptized and what should they do to prepare themselves?
彼得后书二章
First Peter chapter 2
彼得后书二章二十节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 20。
彼得后书二章二十节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 20。
倘若他们因认识主救主耶稣基督，对脱离世上的污秽，后来又在其中被缠制制服，他们末后的景况就比以前更不好了。二十一节。
21。
他们晓得一路竟背弃了传给他们的圣命，倒不如不晓得为妙。二十二节，俗语说的真不错。狗所吐的，他转过来又吃；猪洗净了，又回到泥地里去滚。这话用在他们身上正合适。所以这边彼得再三来，一方面勉励，一方面要警戒我们。
And Peter basically was encouraging us, and at the same time giving us warnings.
因为主耶稣基督的宝血和恩典，我们可以脱离世上的污秽，那你不能再回去了。
And through the precious blood and grace of Lord Jesus Christ, that we are safe, but we cannot return.
你如果又回去，你又回到最终了。
Because if you return, you will be returned back into sin.
他说这样的人的情况比以前更不好了。
And he says that a person like this will not be better than before.
因为他们知道异路啊，但故意不走啊。
And because they know the pathway to righteousness, but they would not take it.
他们知道这是神给的生命，这是天父的旨意，但是他们不要。
And they understand that this is the life given to them by God, but they do not want it.
所以那些受洗的人啊，要很清楚啊。
And so the people that's baptized, they are very clear.
没有万罪的自由。
And they have the freedom of not sinning.
They don't have freedom of sinning.
They don't have the freedom of sinning.
他们只有得生命的自由。
And they only have the freedom of regaining life.
犯罪的都是奴隶。
And those that sin, they are slaves.
只有活在神里面遵守圣命的，才真的靠真理得了自由。
And only the one that's kept in the Lord and observe the truth, they are truly set free.
所以我们受洗的是已经过去的那个旧人已经死掉了，我不再回去过去的我了，因为已经死了。
So after baptism, the old self has perished, and then I would not return back to it.
不止死了，而且埋葬。
And not only is it perished, but is also buried.
所以这个旧人跟主耶稣同死同埋葬。
So the salvation is to die with the Christ and to be buried with Christ.
这个旧人跟主耶稣同钉在十字架上，也就是说，这个旧人接受主耶稣基督的宝血。
And this old self again are nailed on the cross with God, and then also bled and accept the blood of Christ.
所以人受洗之后，这个旧人不能再回来。
So after baptism, this old self cannot be returned.
你也不能再回去过去的你。
And you cannot return back to your old self.
你受洗目的就是要一个重生。
The purpose of your baptism is to be reborn.
你受洗之后再回去过去的你，那不是重生了。
And after baptism, if you go back to your old self, this is not rebirth.
所以活过来的要有新生的样式。
So anybody that lived through must have a new image.
不是过去那个旧人。
Not the old image.
不是过去那个罪人。
And not the old sinner.
不是过去那个死人。
Not the old dead self.
复活后我们是无罪的人。
And after resurrection, we are sinless.
复活后我们是新人。
After resurrection, we are the new body.
复活后我们是有永远生命的活人。
And after resurrection, we have the life eternally, man.
所以我们受洗归入基督的，要与主同死、同埋葬、同复活。
And so that we baptize and then we belong to Christ, we must be put death and be buried with Christ.
复活后，我们一举一动要有新生的样式。
And after resurrection, we must have a new image of a new man.
因为旧事已过，一切都成为新的了。
And because the old times have gone by, and everything else is the new.
因为旧人已死。
And
also have already died.
And because the old self has died.
一切在主里都成了新的生命。
And everything will be a new life in the beginning through Christ.
所以我们受洗之后，我们是归入什么？
So after baptism, what do we belong to?
加拉太书三章二十六节说：“我们是归入基督啊。”
And Galatians chapter 3 verse 23 it says that we belong to Christ.
而且我们要披在基督。
And we have to be in Christ.
我们才可以同蒙应许。
And that we could be together receiving the promise.
啊，所以受洗之后你要披在基督。
And so after baptism you have to be in Christ.You have to wear on Christ.
怎么穿出基督呢？
And how to be wearing it on Christ.
用更普通的话。
And to a very ordinary language.
把基督当衣服穿了。
And you have to wear Christ as your clothes.
基督的衣服是什么？
And what is the cloth of Christ?
在希伯来书我们谈到神对人生命的救赎。
And in the book of Hebrew, we talked about the redemption of God to men.
在希伯来书一章一开始就讲到主耶稣是什么，是谁，穿什么。
In Hebrew chapter 1, right in the beginning, it talks about the, what was Jesus like.
来，我们看一下希伯来书一章。
Let's turn back to Hebrew chapter 1.
希伯来书一章。
Hebrew chapter 1.
希伯来书一章三节
Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3
他是神荣耀所发的光辉是神本体的真相常用他全能的命令托住万有他洗净了人的罪就坐在高天至大者的右边所以这边跟我们讲
So here it tells us
神借着基督创造所有的世界
And through Christ that God has created everything on earth
基督是神荣耀所发的光辉
And Christ is the glorious light that was shone by God
是神本体的真相
And he is the own self image of God
所以受洗归入基督的要穿戴基督的形象
And so after baptism belonging to Christ you must wear the image of Christ
基督的形象就是神的形象
And the image of Christ is the image of God
神的形象是什么
What is the image of God?
我们来看以弗所书四章
Turn to Ephesians chapter 4
以弗所书四章
Ephesians chapter 4
以弗所书四章
Ephesians chapter 4
24节
Verse 24
并且穿上新人这新人是照着神的形象造的有真理的仁义和圣洁
And that you put on the new man which was created accordingTo God and true righteousness and holiness.
啊，所以你受洗之后，你要穿出这些啊。
And so after you baptize, you must be wearing these.
你可能有失意，一下子没有办法完全穿出，但是你要渐渐完全，再完全渐渐圣洁，再圣洁啊。
And you might have desires, so you cannot be able to wear it immediately, but slowly you must transform yourself into holiness.
啊，所以。神的形象就是真理的仁义和圣洁。
And so God's image is basically the truth and the righteousness and holiness.
啊，所以二十四节说我们要穿上这些啊。
And verse 24 says that we must wear this as a new man.
这就是基督的形象，这就是神的形象，我们要穿上这些。
This is the image of Christ and God. We must put it on.
所以在四章十七节到三十二节里面一直在跟我们说，你要过光明的生活，你不能再回到过去黑暗的生活。
And chapter 4, verse 17 and 32, it says that you have to live in a life of, in the light.
所以人学了基督之后，才不能再放纵肉体的私欲，不能再体贴私欲，不能再体贴犯罪，同情犯罪。
And after man has followed Christ, you cannot go back to sinning again. You cannot adhere to your old fleshy desires.
不能贪行种种的污秽。
And you cannot committing a different sins.
所以这边特别跟我们讲，人听过主的道。
And here tells us that after you have heard the truth of God,
领过主的教训
，receive the principal teachings of the Lord,
学过主的真理
，and you learned the truth of God,
就要脱去从前行为上的旧人。
And you have to.Wore the image of an old man that you used to have.
而且心智改换于心啊，不止外面穿了，内心也是一个新的心啊。神给我们一个新的心，给我们一个新的灵。
And not only you have to transform your outside image, but also you have to transform your heart.
所以三十节说，不要叫神的圣灵担忧，你们原是受了他的印记，等候得死的日子来到。
So verse 30, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God by whom you are sealed for the day of redemption.
也就是说，你从受了水洗、灵洗之后，你不要一直失意在那边摇晃，一直在那边摇晃，一直在那边做选择，我要听神的话，还是要听我自己失意的话？
And do not be swayed, basically, after you have received baptism, between your feelings and faith and to your desires, that which one I should listen to, which one I should adhere to.
你到底要听情义还是要听圣灵啊？
Should I listen to the Holy Spirit or should I follow my own desires?
不要叫神的圣灵担忧啊。
Do not be grieving the Holy Spirit.
所以你要先肮脏的话也不要讲，内心也要存清洁光明的心。
And do not talk about rubbish things, and you have to have a very clear and pure heart.
人不从水和圣灵重生，不能进神的国。
Man, if not going through the baptism of water and spirit, cannot be entered into heaven.
人受了圣灵之后，如果不除去情欲，
Man, after receiving Holy Spirit, if would not delete its desires,
圣灵会和情欲相争。
Holy Spirit would have conflict with your desires.
人若顺从情欲，
and if man follows its own desires,
即便你受了水洗，受了灵洗，即便你得了宝血，即便你得了圣灵，
and even if you baptize, even after you receiving, Holy Spirit,
人不能承受神的国。
A man cannot receive the kingdom of God.
所以，凡是属基督耶稣的人，要把肉体连肉体的情欲都同钉在十字架上。
Anyone belonging to Lord Jesus Christ must crucify the desire and oldness on the cross.
所以人不能认为自己信了受洗之后必然去天国，不管做什么事都一定去天国。
Man cannot have the thinking that after baptism, no matter what you've done, you can enter into the kingdom of God.
人不重生，不能见神的国。
If man does not be reborn, man cannot receive the kingdom of God.
人不圣洁，也不能见神。
If man is not holy, man cannot see God.
所以感谢神，让我们有这个重生的机会。
And thanks God that we have this opportunity of reborn.
我们来看一下提多书三章。
Let's turn to the book of Titus, chapter 3.
提多书三章。
And the book of Titus, chapter 3.
提多书三章。
Titus, chapter 3.
三节。
Titus, chapter 3, verse 3.Titus chapter 3 verse 3.
我们从前也是无知悖逆受迷惑服侍各样事欲和厌乐常存恶毒嫉妒的心是可恨的又是彼此相恨第四节
Verse 4
但到了神我们救主的恩慈和他向人所施的慈爱显明的时候第五节
Verse 5
他便救了我们并不是因我们自己所行的义乃是照他的灵明灵明借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新第六节
Verse 6
圣灵就是神借着基督耶稣我们救主后后浇灌在我们身上的第七节
Verse 7
好叫我们因他的恩德成为义可以得着永生的盼望成为后世所以你可以看提多书彼得前后书以弗所书
And we can see from the book of Titus, First and Second Peter, and also Ephesians.
一直在讲我们可以得到重生是明的凭着神的灵明跟恩典。
And constantly talking about that we could have this opportunity of rebirth is because through the mercy of God.
一直在讲过去我们是悖逆无知是在黑暗中是在犯罪中是在死亡中。
And it's constantly talking about that we used to be foolish and in the evil, in the darkness, in death.
但我们现在
But now we are
受洗归入的基督
baptized and belonging under Christ
承受宝血
receiving the whole precious blood
我们也接受圣灵
we also accepted the wash of the Holy Spirit
但我们必须了解
but we have to understand
重生不单单是在名分上
but reborn not only its title
重生也必须从里到外心智改换一新
and to be reborn we mustTransfigure ourselves from within and to and out.
重生不是只有接受水洗的那一刹那。
And to reborn is not to the moment that you accept the baptism of water.
重生也不是只有接受受到圣灵得圣灵那一刹那。
And to reborn not to it's not the moment that you receive Holy Spirit.
重生是一辈子的事。
To reborn is the lifelong process.
过去的你不见了。
And the old self has disappeared.
借着主耶稣基督，我们进入光明了，而且越走越光明，不是越走越黑暗。
And through Jesus Christ, that we have entered into the light, and then the more we walk, the brighter it is.
啊，所以受洗之后，我们是走向基督，走向神。
And after baptism, we're walking towards God and Christ.
啊，所以那个过程要借着圣灵来更新。
And this process must be renewed by the Holy Spirit.
啊，所以不是只有受圣灵，也要顺从圣灵的带领。
And not only to receiving the Holy Spirit, but follow and be obedient to the Holy Spirit.
不要让圣灵担忧。
And do not be grieving the Holy Spirit.
神要在我们身上找神给我们的记号。
And God will try to find the mark that it places on us.
神要在我们身上找生命的记号。
And God will search on us the mark of life.
神要看我们身上有没有主耶稣的宝血。
And God wanted to see whether we have the precious blood of Christ.
神要看我们身上有没有圣灵的印记。
And God wanted to see the pact of Holy Spirit on us.
神要看我们重生之后有没有穿上新人过真正的新生活。
God wanted to see whether after rebirth that we have really wore the clothes of Christ.
神要看我们重生之后有没有真理的仁义和圣洁。
And God wanted to see that after baptism, whether we have the truth, righteousness, and holiness.
神要看我们受洗之后能不能把基督的光让人看见。
And God wanted to see after baptism that if we could show people the light of Christ.
能不能把神的形象让人看见
and whether we could reveal the image of Christ to people
我们下次再继续我们来唱诗212首
and we will continue next time sing hymn 212
You and your spouse are turned and I am one lights that shine for self or for him. While he sees and knows it, if our light is dim, he looks down from heaven, sees us shine. You in your skeletal mirror and I in mine. Jesus bids us shine, therefore all around. Many kinds of darkness in this world abound. Sin and want and sorrow, we must shine. You lead the heart and God, I God be mine.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们祷告的时候，我们自己来检验自己的信仰。
And when we pray, we have to examine our own faith.
我们也来感谢神给我们的恩典。
And we have to give thanks to God for the grace that He has given us.
我们也来思考我们怎么纪念主耶稣在十字架上为我们而死。
And we will reflect the moment that Jesus has crucified Himself on a cross.
我们也来思考我们受了主耶稣的宝血，也得了圣灵。
And we will reflect that we have received the baptism and the Holy Spirit from the Lord.
我是顺从圣灵的带领，还是在体贴情欲？
Do I follow the guidance of Holy Spirit, or do I have obedience to my fleshy desires?
我是认为不可以犯罪，还是接着说犯罪也无所谓？
I feel that we cannot sin, or is it okay to sin?
还是我知道不能犯罪，但是我有时还犯罪。
But I know that the fact that we cannot sin, but sometimes I still do sin.
还是我真的已经把这个灯台放在该放的地方，不是藏在斗底下。
But I truly have placed the lamppost on the place where it should be, not under the bed.
我的信仰真的能照亮一家人吗？
And can my faithprovide light to a whole family?
我的信仰真的能在世上发光吗？
And can my faith be really shine in the world?
求神给我们智慧。
Please ask the Lord for wisdom.
求神给我们信心。
And please ask the Lord for faith.
也求神给我们能力。
Please ask the Lord to give us power.
我们一起跪下来。
Let's all kneel down and pray.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告，